Hey guys, I'm back with a quick report. As many of you know, there has been a insider leaked video of the Twitter mogul Jack Dorsey, and he has actually been recorded. This whistleblower, who I guess does not agree with his politics, has come out and submitted the video to Project Veritas. Project Veritas is an independent news network, and they work on uncovering a lot of things like what we've been talking about. Basically, the purging of conservative voices, the hypocrisy within the left, a lot of things. And that's not to say that there's not hypocrisy on the right, and they do cover that too, but it's, you know, admittedly, it's mostly on the left, the stuff that they cover. But without any further ado, I will give you the audio, because I can't show you the video, but I will be uploading that on my Know This YouTube account, and that will be something I'll be working on more. Sorry, I haven't put a lot of content up on there, but I've been focusing on the podcast here audio. Anyways, enough of me gabbering. Here it is, Jack Dorsey admitting that he does censor in what he's trying to do. Here it is.
I do intend to do a full retro, as I said in my note. It is going to take some time. And then the other thing, just to close out a little bit, we are focused on one account right now.
Trump.
But this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on. So the team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue. We also need to give them the space and the support to focus on the much bigger picture, because it is not going away. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day, and our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation and do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color.
There you have it. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, recorded by one of his own employees, an insider whistleblower at Twitter, recorded saying this is going to be much bigger than just one account, revealing some censorship. You can see our motto at Veritas, our organization protected by an army of citizen patriots. We've had over a dozen people reach out to us this week with video, evidence inside Twitter. Stay tuned. They may be private companies, but they have more power than all three branches of government. Veritas tips at protonmail.com.
All right, that was the video from Project Veritas. Now, Twitter has come out and put a statement out, especially Jack Dorsey, and said that this person is fake, that this has no merit, that it has no substance, that they were completely having a team meeting, and that they were just talking about basically how to protect the integrity of conversations on their platform. But we all know what they're talking about, guys. We really do here. I mean, if you don't see what's happening, then you're super blind and you might as well go bah. So I look at Jack Dorsey as being kind of like the Emperor from Star Wars. And Luke Skywalker is like free speech. He's like, you know, you failed, Your Highness. You know, we have free speech like my father did before us. He's like, oh no, my young citizen. It is you who are gravely mistaken. So we have to beat the Emperor. You know, we got to chuck his ass over the rail and throw him into the power grid or whatever he fell down into. But I'm sure he'll come back in a sequel. But anyways, no, I just wanted to make sure to share this audio with you guys because it's not really floating around too much out there. I'm sure it'll gain momentum as it progresses, as the day progresses. But yeah, there you have it. You know, and some people may say that, he's just, talking about keeping things balanced. No, from what we've seen, we know what he's talking about. You don't need to be a genius to figure that out. He was blatantly calling for the purge of conservatives, people that they disagree with. He said, yes, our country is divided, and it is our job to make sure that we keep the balance of that. Well, we all know what their balance is. Their balance is keeping people that they disagree with off their platform, and they're looking for reasons to do it. So with that, guys, this is not going to be a super long episode. I just wanted to bring that to you just in case, you know, people haven't heard it. So there it is. For further updates, make sure that you stay tuned to know this, and also check out Project Veritas. I'll give you their address real quick. Sorry, I didn't have it handy, but you can check them out on Twitter, ironically, at Project Veritas. Yeah, their Twitter is Project_Veritas. And you can check them out on Instagram and pretty much wherever else. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you all later. Bye.